Hey, what's up? It's The Drive with Sam Piper, ESPN Radio 93.5. The gang is back together. Derek Piper, Lante, Kyle Tosk. How we doing, fellas?
Good, buddy. How are you?
Doing good.
Cardinals won yesterday, so how often have we... Well, never. This year have we done a show on a Monday when they won. Did you hear that? I swear I heard on the broadcast, they said that is the first Sunday victory for the Cardinals this season.
I believe you.
Yeah, I didn't doubt it when I heard it. I didn't start questioning them.
It's been rough.
That's
been
crazy.
A rough go for the old Redbirds, but finally got a win. Made sure to not get four games swept against Milwaukee. Eight games out, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
How do the Cubs get six walks with the bases loaded and win the game?
And lose.
And lose the game. I mean,
it's having a bullpen that is just awful.
I mean, first of all, you won the series. That's the important part. But that is crazy that would happen on Saturday, and yet you still can't win that game. But you were down 6-1, and they're, in all honesty, going into that.
Well, you're saying they walked in six runs?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, six bases loaded walks in the same inning by the Pirates.
In the same inning?
In the fifth inning, yeah.
I had just gotten to Joel Beasley's house. We were going over, you know, Dylan Davis and Kirkland Michaud,
yeah.
our guys, graduated Illinois. So they invited us to their party. So I had just... Joel lives close to him, so I just parked at Joel's. I walked out and was standing there, and I kind of looked up, and it was 6-2. And Joel's like, "Yeah, they just walked a run home." I'm like, "Wow." Then I'm like, "Hey, they just walked another. Hey, they just walked another. Hey, they just walked another." Hey, I'm like, "What is going on?"
They walked like four in a row,
yes.
And then they called a rain delay at 6-6. And then 2.5 hours later, they restarted the inning, bases loaded, two outs, and they walked two more.
Two more. I mean, you got to be like pulling your hair out at that point. That's the one thing about baseball, guys, and it's so true. You can watch baseball for your entire, let's say you're able and lucky enough to watch it for 70 years of your life, because let's be honest, you don't remember 0 through 10, right? You could see something different almost every day in the sport of baseball. I mean, when is the last time, has that ever happened, that a team walked in six guys with the bases loaded? I mean, it's just...
Little League.
Yeah, well, right. No, I sat through a few of those, believe me. Yeah, you will too.
Yep.
Just wait.
I know.
Just wait, yeah.
One summer I did, in between my junior and senior year at U of I, my buddy and I signed up to do Farm League at Robeson.
Oh,
umpiring.
That's nice of you. Oh,
yeah.
Umpiring. Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
And I had behind the plate. And
what was your strike
sometimes
zone
you're lucky if the catcher catches it.
Yes.
Otherwise you're taking them off the shin with the shin guard, or, you know. Oh, the strike zone was
A block.
Elongated, yeah.
Right.
And kids, sometimes not wide enough.
No. Probably want to swing today, kids.
Yeah.
I don't want to be here all afternoon.
And you love the coach that takes it a little too serious.
Yeah,
like
me.
Your zone's too inconsistent.
Right.
Guys, we've been here for 2 hours. We're in the second inning.
You look around in the crowd, and the only people like still smiling are the grandparents.
Right.
That's it.
Yeah.
All the parents are just like, what is going on? You know?
the parents are mad.
Yes.
The kids are crying or don't care. And then
the grandparents are they're just happy they have grandkids and they're there watching them play. You know, they can't wait to take them out for ice cream after. You know, I guess that'll be me one day. I hope.
Of course.
I hope that's me one day. And I just am, it'll be an interesting challenge to see if I act like that. Will I act like a grandparent when I am one? When it comes to a game, I mean, I think I'll be a pretty cool grandparent.
Oh, I know that.
To be honest,
I know you will.
But I mean, I'll spoil the you know what out of my kids.
I think you'll be relaxed enough at a young age, but I'm sure you'll be.
Yeah.
You'll have some things to say if you think that your grandson or granddaughter is getting wronged.
I'm trying to picture my dad at a game now with Andrew. I'm sure he would have a few things to say after, you know, but nothing towards Andrew. He would be like, "Well, it'd be nice if he'd blah, blah, blah." I'm like, "Yeah, I know, Dad. I know. I thought I taught you better." "Yeah, you tried, Dad." Actually, Mom taught me that one. You know, that's one of those. Yeah, so interesting weekend of sports.
Well, I know baseball took 2 of 3.
How about that? That was fun. That was cool that was on the Big Ten Network yesterday. I didn't get a chance to go to the game. Andrew was there. And to see their power firsthand, you know, is just one of those that it's fun to watch. And I'll tell you something that'll keep you in a game. And it made me start thinking about if Illinois does make the NCAA tournament and they get into one of those four-seed or four-team brackets, you know, that power will play, Derek. I mean,
of course,
that's one thing that'll keep you in games and maybe give you an early lead, and you hope that your pitching, which was pretty good yesterday, obviously, but you're hoping your pitching then can just kind of hold serve, mm-hmm. if you'd say,
yeah,
and let the power overcome, you know, the other team. So I'm excited for Dan Hartlib. Mike Reese, our buddy, was at the game, and he took a picture of Dan in the dugout after the game. I think Mike took that picture, but he tweeted it out, and you could just see a really relaxed Dan Hartlib. I'm sure Coach is having a good time with this team. And the one thing I want to tell Dan, though, is he needs to loosen up on, like, the Big Ten Network interviews, you know, because Dan is a funny dude. Like, you and I have had him on.
Yeah.
How often does he just shred me? He is one funny guy.
One of my favorite
guy.
Interviews.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah. That's why, like, I hesitate to have him on, because I just get shredded for 20 minutes, and I'm like, I don't know if I want that. But in all seriousness, Dan is a funny dude, but, man, he is all business when it comes to that. You know, of course, talking about how good Iowa is, et cetera. But it looks like this, right? They have a two-game lead on Purdue, a two-game lead on Indiana, and a one-game lead on Nebraska starting this series at West Lafayette, which, by the way, starts Thursday night. For those interested, it's a Thursday, Friday, Saturday, I believe 1 o'clock, and I would assume that's Eastern in West Lafayette. So it'd be a noon start for an Illinois fan if you wanted to run over. But how cool would that be on a beautiful Saturday with Illinois knowing that a win could maybe clinch a Big Ten championship? And if that drive to West Lafayette, if you haven't done it, it is very simple. I know
it's the shortest drive in the Big Ten.
Big time. And I know you've done it 100 times. Yep. I know there's some side roads you got to get on and stuff. Good. But for the most part,
you can go to the beef house.
Yeah, exactly. Go by and grab some dinner and then head or do that on the way back, et cetera. But I think that would be cool. And if Illinois is in a position on Saturday to wrap up the Big Ten with a victory, I think a lot of Illini fans would consider going. I know Andrew and I have already talked about making the trip over for that game. So that'd be cool. I've never been to a baseball game at Purdue. I've been to a football and I've been to a basketball. I even went to a golf outing there. But that was an NCAA thing when Dylan Meyer, our guy, was chipped in and my tweet went on Golf Channel. Do you remember that?
No, I don't.
I just happened to be recording Dylan and he chipped in for birdie from like off the green. And I tweeted it out, and somehow Golf Channel got it and put it on the their thing. I'm like, well, hey,
what are you still doing here though? You didn't go viral, and like
you would think, right?
Yeah.
Not only that, but then I said something about who was it in Major League Baseball, and I said blah blah is a professional hitter. You know, we always joke about pro,
yeah, right?
And it got on the telecast, on their telecast. That was like 2 years ago or 3 years. I don't know. That was back when I watched Cardinals baseball. Oh, I'm kidding. I do watch it on occasion. But no, I'm happy for Dan, and I'm hoping that they can get it done.
Yeah.
They're so close to doing that. They've obviously qualified for the Big Ten tournament, so we know that'll happen, and that's in Omaha, I believe. So it would be nice just to get that next step and win a Big Ten championship for Dan Hartlib. He has done some good things at Illinois, and, mm-hmm. and getting a title like that would be a nice one this late in his career.
Yeah, absolutely.
Not that he's old. Sorry, Coach. You're older than me.
We need to get him on this week.
Yeah,
we do. So let's work on that. I did send a text over there to their SID late last week. So let's get that in motion. But it would be a huge accomplishment. Winning the conference is a big deal. And as when we talked to Teddy Cahill from Baseball America, he said that it'd be hard for him to believe, especially in an Illinois situation, a team winning the Big Ten, getting held out of the NCAA tournament. So if they can close this down this upcoming weekend,
be awesome.
That'd be a big deal to get back for the first time since 2019. So a team that has been lights out at home, now 20-3. They're only 5-10 in true road games, though. So needing to go over to West Lafayette and take care of business. Looks like Nebraska, who, like you said, a game out, playing at Michigan State. Mm-hmm. Michigan State in the bottom third of the Big Ten in terms of the standings. They're 10-11 overall in the Big Ten standings. So, but yeah, Illinois' offense right now, I wouldn't want to play them with the way that they're able to swing the bats. And I got to go over there on Friday night and see three bombs, which is kind of pretty much par for the course if you go to an Illinois game here recently. They're a super fun watch. They're a good team. I saw Brody Harding and Colton Quagliano go back-to-back in the third inning there on Friday night. And Look, they've been getting great fan support. I'm sure that Saturday and Sunday were really good as well. Friday night was pretty busy over there.
I bet.
And, again, just a lot of fun. And yeah, I would highly recommend if there is a Big Ten title on the line, which I would hope there is, and there will be all their entire series against Purdue, that you go over there and catch them on what? I mean, it's probably like a 90-minute drive from here.
Yeah.
I think.
It's very doable.
Again, it's, I mean, yeah, it's
you take off and you're there. And it's like, hey, and by the way, it was until May 12 of 2024 that I remembered that your guy, who's the good pitcher for Iowa?
Brody Brecht.
Played football for Iowa.
Yeah.
I forgot he was a receiver. It was also May 12 of this season, of this year, that I found out that the Harding kid is brothers with the kid that plays at Iowa basketball.
Oh, now. Brock Harding? That's
Brock.
His brother?
They are brothers. That's what they said
I
yesterday.
I should have known that when I was looking him up last week and saw he was from Moline. I should have put two and two together.
Yep, they are brothers. So they made a comment. Connor Onion, our guy, made a comment yesterday about how there is – he's like, I wonder if his brother is pulling for – yeah, he's talking about Brock. I wonder if his brother's pulling for his brother or pulling for Iowa in this one. So I found out both of those things yesterday. I'm like, man, maybe I need to do a little research more often. It's kind of cool to learn things. I didn't exactly do research. I just sat there and heard
right. No, Brody Harding's having a really good year.
He is.
For Illinois. In-state product. And
he's got some pop, too. He's got that he's a lefty, first of all. Left-handers, I think I'm honestly the only left-handed batter in the history of the world that you would not appreciate my swing. Like, it just seems like if you're a left-hander, they just always have a nice swing, right? It just seems like, and yesterday he powered that one out to right. Of course, Iowa leads off the game, first pitch, home run. Yeah. You're like, whoa, here we go. But Harding hit that, ripped that ball to right field. And I don't know, he's just got one of those where he kind of crouches down and he's like, give me anything right in here and I'm going to do some damage. And certainly he's done that this season.
Yeah, no, he definitely has for sure. And on the note of Brody Brecht, I mean, I think he made a good career choice.
Mm.
Being a receiver at Iowa would be pretty boring, I would think. It would be one of the, you could be really, really talented and not get a lot of work, not get a lot of action out there.
That was my thought.
Here recently, especially.
I had two thoughts. When they showed a highlight of him, they showed a highlight of him catching a ball. And I'm like, he couldn't have had that many catches. And then second of all, that was the other thing I thought was, you know, I don't know that that's that impressive, to be honest. Because at first I was like, oh, wow, he played football too. And then I was like, eh.
It's hard to judge.
It is.
You probably look at the numbers and be like, man, he wasn't very good. He could be really talented and just didn't get the ball, or, yeah, then it's...
He made the right decision.
I would say so.
His coach was saying, he throws sliders in the upper 90, or I'm sorry, not upper, but like bottom, like 91 mile-an-hour slider to go along with a 94, 95 gas, you know, and it's just like, wow. So, yeah, he's a kid that is built, what is he, 6'7"?
Is that right? Wow.
I thought they said that. I could be wrong. I was actually the Big Ten Network. You know, they have some pretty good shows on. And I think it's
6'4 is what I'm saying.
Oh, 6'4. Okay.
Still,
then
that's good size.
I must have heard wrong. But they have a thing called At the Plate, I think, on the Big Ten Network. And they kind of highlight different softball and baseball players in the Big Ten and coaches. And they had a thing on Brody. And he just looks like the perfect model of a Major League Baseball pitcher. 6'4", strong.
235.
235.
That's good size.
He's a strong dude. And I always say you look at pitchers in Major League Baseball, just look at their thighs.
Yep.
Their thighs are gigantic. And I know there's the exception to the rule. Kyle Hendricks would be one of those guys. But even a guy like Miles Michaelis, when you look at him, he is a big dude. And would probably surprise you if you ran into Miles Michaelis, you know.
Oh, I'm sure.
I mean, you'd be like, whoa, my, he's big. So
yeah. I might say a few different things and maybe different wording about his pitching if I saw him face-to-face.
I tell you what.
Or thigh-to-thigh in that instance.
He's got the Matt Morris-itis going right now. Like the last two starts, I think he's given up 3 runs in the first, but then that's it. So as soon as you want to rip on him, and don't get me wrong, I mean, it's not common. It's not a good thing to go out and put your team down in a hole 3-0, especially on a team where they only average 3 runs a game.
Correct.
But Miles, it seems like when he gets out of that first inning, kind of calms down a little bit. And to his credit, he didn't get a couple of close strikes calls in that game. And then, of course, the umpire that Ollie was yelling at Thursday misses 2 calls at first. And Ollie was just waiting, you know, and then of course he gets thrown out. I give Ollie credit for that. I know he's easy to rip on, but I give him credit that, you know, he stuck up for his guys. And
I think you should get thrown out every game.
Mm-hmm. I'd be fine with that.
Just keep it going until it's
motivate
until
the
streak
team.
Is broken.
I agree. Motivate the team, and then somebody else on that bench who knows more about it control the rest of the game. I think that's a great game plan for Ollie.
He did say, he had a quote I was reading on Twitter, so just a snippet of it, but that he was trying to light a fire under his team.
Yeah.
And
I think that was political, though, because he's like, those umpires are great umpires. I got no problem with him. I was trying to light a fire.
He was mad. Upset, yeah.
He was mad. But you're right. No, and I think I'm sure a little bit of it was doing that. They asked Siani after the game about it, and he's like, yeah, that gets you fired up.
I was like, well, yeah, when you're in a little bit of a slump. They had lost, what, 7 games in a row, 8 games in a row?
I think 8.
Yeah.
Man, that's hard to believe. And the Cubbies get 2. Did Hendricks win his game?
Yeah, well, he didn't get the win, but he went 5 innings.
Okay.
The Cubs won in extras.
And they're what, 1 game behind?
Half game, I think.
Oh, half game. I tell you what.
Problem now is you're going to Atlanta this week.
Oh, geez.
You actually got the Braves twice in the next 3 series. You're at Atlanta this week, then this weekend at Wrigley against the Pirates, and then Wrigley against the Braves next week. So
it's the pitfalls of a major league schedule now that you face everybody. You just kind of know going into your next series when you're facing whomever. It's like, yep, well, we're not going to do well. Of course, the Cardinals don't do well against anyone. So,
well, you know what's crazy? The Cubs lineup has actually scored more runs than the Braves lineup this year.
Have they really? Man.
Yeah.
Are the Braves struggling offensively?
Acuna has only hit like 2 or 3 home runs. He's not had the same type of starting. Matt Olson's been scuffling.
Wow.
And Marcelo Zuna has been one of the best hitters in baseball to this point. And still on the whole, they're 24-13, so they're having a good year behind the Phillies, who have been the best team in the National League. But yeah, it might be a more evenly matched series, at least on paper, going in than you might expect. And of course, Imanaga's going tonight, so.
Oh yeah, has he lost?
5-0.
5-0.
1.08 ERA.
That dude has a lot of fun too while he's out there.
Yeah, he's fun to watch.
I mean,
he
is. He just looks like someone that's just living a dream, and he just has fun, and he's easy to pull for. I mean, he's one of those guys that, despite having a Cubs uniform on, I'm like, I enjoy watching this guy.
Wait till he starts against the Cardinals and celebrates his 10th strikeout.
That'll be my first time where I'm just like, I hate that guy. If he smiles one more time, I'm That's so true. Yeah. I was telling you guys the other day that it takes like literally 2 pitches. Like when the Cardinals play the Cubs, I'm always excited for that first series, and it's coming up for both these teams, but it was one of those where I'm like, okay, well, you know, Cubs are in town. It's always fun. Or we're at Wrigley. And it's like, yeah. 2 pitches in, I'm cussing at the Cubs. Because I'm just like, I hate the Chicago Cubs. It's just amazing how that was just like born into me by my father. And, yeah, so it may be 2 pitches. I'm ready for war against the Cubbies. It's like, eh.
I don't know.
2 weeks from today, they start a series.
Let's go. That's down in St. Louis, right?
Yeah.
Let's go.
In the Lou. It's time to get those guys. That's the one thing. I almost wish they would do a protected, like, series where they would say, okay, we're going to protect, let's say, for the Cardinals, Brewers, and Cubs. Those 3 teams. That's protected to where they play 18 times like they used to. I don't know how you could do it and juggle the rest of the – you'd have to play a lot of 2-game series against like the Angels and such, and it would be an absolute nightmare to figure out that schedule.
Right,
but it would be cool to have that protection to where you'd or maybe just one team. Maybe you just say, all right, Cardinals and Cubs, Yankees and Red Sox, you know, Dodgers, Giants, all that. They're gonna play each other 18 times. And then the rest of the time we'll just figure out how else you're playing everybody else.
But then you get mad that the Reds drew the Pirates 18 times and they win the division. I'm with you from the fan standpoint, wanting to see those matchups as much as possible. It doesn't feel right. We were talking about it here recently. It doesn't feel right that the Cardinals and Cubs won't play for the first time until
that's crazy
late May, essentially. Although maybe another week of Goldie trying to heat up and get out from hitting 180 or whatever it was.
Kyle's already expecting it.
Oh, he's always had his success against the Cubs, even dating back to when he was in Arizona. There was one series in like 2017 where he had like five homers at Wrigley.
Oh, man, he just went off.
Just send him to Chicago. He'll be fine. He'll get going again.
I'm surprised they don't send him up there for batting practice. Goldie, on this off day, you're going to go to Wrigley, take batting practice for a while, get your swing back, and then we'll see it. You know, we'll see you in LA.
I like that idea.
They just drop him off in Chicago on the way. Speaking of scheduling, because I didn't get a chance when you guys talked about this, it's hard to believe, but I think I was gone that day when the Big Ten schedule—that's a joke—came out. Are you guys? Illinois only plays three teams twice, and obviously you play everybody once, which I do like that. I like the idea that you're not missing either the worst team in the Big Ten or the team you're going against for the Big Ten title didn't miss the worst team in the Big Ten. But what will that be like to only face a team one time? The majority of the teams you play, Indiana, Iowa this year, you're only going to play them one time. That's going to be strange a little bit.
It's strange. I don't like the idea that you could go a decade and maybe have like one, maybe two seasons playing Indiana twice.
Wow.
I don't like the idea of
that. I don't either.
So where you're going to, of course, as you've expanded, oh, you know, Nebraska, you play them. Oh, you're going to play Maryland, which some of these matchups are cool. I think when Illinois and UCLA get together, that will be a matchup that you'll look forward to, especially me selfishly. I want to go to Pauley Pavilion.
Absolutely.
And go out to LA and cover a game for sure. But it's so ingrained of the matchups that we're used to seeing. Yes. You're supposed to see Indiana twice every year. You want to see Purdue. You want to see Wisconsin. Now, I'll say from a just purely an interest of the like interesting matchups, as Kyle and I talked about, you draw Michigan State twice, I believe, this year. You draw Wisconsin twice and Northwestern. So those are ones that are of interest and intrigue. If it was like, oh, you'd get Minnesota.
Right. Maryland.
Now, you could, of course, then formulate the argument, well, this is the easiest path to a Big Ten title, which is, I think, what we're going to get to, even though people will still, when you get in the race and you're half game back or you're up two games on this team that was thought to win the league and you get so into it that it doesn't matter the context of anything. But I think as we kind of zoom out, the conference championship or regular season title winner may not matter as much if the balance of the schedules are so uneven. So I don't know. We'll see how we view it a couple years into it with that big of a conference, but that's kind of the way I look at it.
Do you remember when it became normal when you played Penn State and it was back? It was then normal. I mean, that'll be the interesting thing now that you're adding
like Washington, and Oregon,
but especially UCLA and USC, because those are just two programs that you hear about every year. It doesn't matter what age you are, probably more so in football that you hear about those programs. And of course, it always used to just be the goal, and it still is, to get to the Rose Bowl. And you knew you were going to run into probably UCLA or USC or somebody like that. Yep. So I think back, like, it's still, I'll be honest with you, like, in football, it still is a little bit interesting to me when Illinois faces Nebraska and Penn State. Rutgers, I got over quick, right? I mean, Maryland and Rutgers, I still feel like are just like these odd non-conference games that we play during the season. But Penn State, when they play Penn State or Nebraska, there's still a little bit of me that is, I don't know what the word is, but it's just like, oh, okay, it's kind of cool. We're playing Nebraska, you know, like. So I wonder how long that'll take, because honestly, never in my life have I dreamed of playing Washington. Like, I've never sat there going, man, if we could just play Washington, that'd be, or Oregon, to be honest with you, even though I know how good they are in football. But USC and UCLA, now those would be two cool names to have on a non-conference schedule any year in whatever sport. Now you're going to get them every year in conference. And I just wonder how long it'll take us to where that just feels normal. I assume it'd be half, you know, what, 5 years before you'd really feel that, especially if you're only playing them one time. Of course, that could change, and they could play UCLA and USC twice next year. But I don't know. I just thought of that. I'm like, I wonder how long that'll take before, hey, we got a Big Ten battle between USC and UCLA. You're like, what? Yeah. No, we don't.
Now, I think that, I mean, we're going to get a lot of really great matchups. The fact that in the regular season, you're going to see Ohio State play against Oregon. You're going to see Michigan against – Washington's been obviously a really good program playing in the college football playoff this past year. I think that from Illinois' standpoint, if you feel like you have a good team, then it'll be cool to match up with like an Oregon, to shoot your shot type of thing. Now, I know that usually around here we're playing the math game and trying to count the six or trying to – how many wins can you stack up in a given year? Even if it's – they're going to a bowl game, but how good of a bowl game? You probably want to – let's be honest, like game the – I don't know if game the system is the right way to say it, but maybe you want to dodge Oregon because that could mean one extra win.
Amen.
But I'd love to see a good Illinois team. You probably need a very good Illinois team to go into Autzen Stadium, which is one of the cooler environments, football stadiums in college football. I think that will be cool to see. But yeah, I'm with you on like Penn State still probably feels a little, it just feels a little different than like a Wisconsin, like a
especially
Purdue.
Especially there when we play there.
I think that's the same thing with Nebraska. Obviously, Nebraska's newer, but at Penn State's 100,000.
Right.
Nebraska's high 90s, sold out every game type of thing. So yeah, I don't know how long it will take to feel normal, but
I didn't know Oregon's field was named Autzen, or the stadium.
Yeah.
Did not know that. Do we know the names of all the stadiums? You probably do.
No, I don't.
Washington,
Kyle probably does.
I'm sure.
I don't.
Wow. Well, mark this down. May 13, Kyle has been stumped. We stumped the...
I'm going to say it's the other kennel. The kennel is, of course, Gonzaga's basketball, but right. You got the Huskies... Washington Football Stadium.
I don't think I've ever.
FedEx Field.
Oh, well, that's why.
No, that's sorry. That's
Husky Stadium.
That's the Washington Commanders. Oh, thank you, Google. Okay. I said Washington Football, and it gave me the Commanders.
Husky Stadium. Well, that makes sense. And Memorial Stadium, of course, this year. I got my ticket. I think I told you that the other day. It's the 100th season of Memorial Stadium, and you're playing Michigan this season. Which is how you open that stadium with a win. Red Grange went nuts.
Call Lauren Tate and ask him how it looked.
Yeah. Lauren was a young man back then.
That's right. Of course, USC is the Coliseum.
Yeah, right.
I know we're bouncing around here, but just
No. I think that's pretty cool that I did not know Autzen Stadium. I won't forget Husky Stadium. I mean, that one's. I wonder how they got Autzen. I don't know. There's probably a story behind it, but we don't need to dive into that.
It's not the Phil Knight Stadium?
Yeah, right. How is it not Nike Stadium? That's perplexing to me. I'm sure he's got something on campus that's named after him.
Yeah.
I'm guessing. Well,
I wonder how much NIL he's funneling in there to Oregon. Well, we don't see any crazy, in basketball at least, any crazy spends as far as Oregon goes. We did see one, though. As far as a new Big Ten team today, did you guys come across that?
Mm-mm.
We'll touch on that next.
I did.
A big guy got just a crazy, crazy NIL deal to go to one of the new Big Ten schools. We'll talk about that next.
Oh, I did see that name.
Side.
Okay.
Yep.
And we got to talk about Illinois getting a big cornerback.
Yeah. Big
from
deal.
From the University of Texas.
Big deal for Brett Bielema, Aaron Henry. Couple things to do as far as that goes. 217-359-2255. If you want to weigh in on the U of I Atlantic text line, plenty of you have.
We'll I have not coughed all day.
More of your text as we go along.
I guess I haven't laughed all day. Because whenever I start laughing, I get...
Oh, man.
Mm-hmm. So there you go. At least you guys make me laugh. I guess I don't laugh much in the insurance
Sorry,
business.
And you're welcome at the same time.
Yeah, right, right.
I don't know.
I'm just sitting there like... I'm like, I haven't coughed all day. And now all of a sudden, here we go.
Dang.
I don't know. I'm like Pavlov's dog. You know, sit him in front of a mic, and it's time to go now.
Time
start coughing. All right, I'll shut up.
Time to take a break.
Yeah, right.
It is the drive.
Does your bank keep rewards just out of reach? Hi, this is Ryan Heiser, President and CEO of Fisher National Bank. While some banks save their reward programs for a select few, here at Fisher National, we offer free rewards checking to all of our customers. We are trying to reward you for the things you do every day. Simply make 12 debit card purchases, receive a statement electronically, and have at least one direct deposit in a monthly cycle. It's as easy as that. Rewards checking includes excellent 2.0 annual percentage yield for balances up to $20,000 and ATM refunds up to $20. Oh, and no minimum balance is required. Free rewards checking from Fisher National Bank. Rewards within reach and service beyond. See monthly requirements at fishernational.com or stop by one of our branches today. Our team looks forward to serving you.
Fisher National Bank. Exceptional communities, exceptional people. Member FDIC.
At ABC Heating and Air, it's our promise to help you always be comfortable. Do you need rescued because you're burning hot? Do you need rescued because your air is shot? Call ABC Heating and Air at 352-5400 and let us rescue you from the heat. ABC Heating and Air, 352-5400. Can't you see you need to call me at ABC? Call ABC Heating and Air. That's ABC Heating and Air, 352-5400.
Escape the ordinary and embark on an unforgettable adventure with Stevie J Travel with Larry and Elena Kemper. Hi, it's Stevie J. Picture yourself aboard a small yacht departing from the enchanting city of Dubrovnik, Croatia. As the gentle breeze carries the scent of the Adriatic Sea, you'll set sail toward the captivating Dalmatian Islands. Over 10 magnificent days, immerse yourself in the Mediterranean lifestyle where every moment is a celebration of beauty and tranquility. Explore hidden coves, swim in crystal clear waters, and stroll through seaside villages. With Stevie J Travel, every detail is taken care of, from luxurious accommodations to delectable onboard dining experiences. Relax on deck as the sun dips below the horizon, painting the sky in hues of orange and pink. This is more than a cruise. It's a journey of discovery and delight. Escape to paradise with Stevie J Travel. Visit StevieJTravel.com. That's StevieJAYTravel.com for details. Your Mediterranean adventure awaits.
As Tapman's Towing celebrates 50 years of serving Central Illinois, we're always seeking good people to serve our great customers. Our team of expert tow professionals would like to interview others with CDLs, previous tow experience, or a strong interest in serving others. If you enjoy serving people, love working in the outdoors, and looking for a career, not just a job, we should talk soon. Do you have a strong desire but lack the experience? We should still talk. Visit our career page at tapmanstowing.com.
Thank you for choosing Two Men in a Truck. How may I help you?
Hey, we're moving, and I have a strange situation here. We need to be out of our house by 10 a.m., but our closing on the new house isn't until 1 p.m. Is that something you guys do?
That's not strange at all. Two Men in a Truck has completed over 9 million moves. We have a solution for that.
Not sure how your move is going to work? Go to twomeninatruck.com to start your free estimate. Twomeninatruck.com.
Dixie Chopper, and he's available out there?
Absolutely. I'm going to throw you out a couple of specials that we're having right now. One is a Rhino 15-foot rotary flex wing with a Dixie Chopper Classic 35-horse 60-inch mower. It's industrial. $35,000 for the pair.
Both of them?
Yep, both of them together. $35,000.
I take it that's an outstanding deal because I'm not...
Saving $13,000.
Oh, okay. Wow.
You're in the mowing business. Oh, for an upgrade.
It's time to mow big time. You'll get all the yards done really quickly with those.
And then if you're looking for just a residential mower on its own, we've got a Z2 48-inch that we've got out there right now for $59.99. That is $2,000 off.
What is the location?
That is 1306 Triumph Drive in Urbana, right down from Farm and Fleet on 45.
Yep.
Or check out Dedicated Diesel on Facebook.
We all have a mission in life, something that drives us to explore, to grow, to love. And when we discover it, we're made whole. At OSF Healthcare, we want you to be the best you possible. We're here for you on your schedule to make your life just a little bit easier. Whatever your mission is, we're here to support it. Your life, our mission. Learn more at osfhealthcare.org/mission.
Here's another home improvement insight from Kramer Siding and Window. New roofing and siding are a winning combination that can instantly change the look, feel, and function of your home. Our Kramer Siding and Window team takes pride in being an Owens Corning Platinum Preferred Contractor, able to offer a best-in-the-business 50-year warranty. Pair it with preservation siding in your favorite style and color, and your home will be a showstopper. Start today and save 10% on roofing and 25% on siding. Call us, click on KramerSiding.com, or visit the showroom in Champaign.
Thank you.
Back on the drive with Sam Piper, ESPN Radio 93.5. Shout out to a 217 on the U of I Atlanta Lake text line. Illinois men's golf in action as we speak at the Stanford Regional. And that runs through Wednesday. Today through Wednesday. They're 18 under par today. They're looking like they're about to be finished up. It says they're through 16 to 18. So Florida State 12 under, Stanford 11 under, Ole Miss 10 under. But the Illini lead the field by a pretty clear margin right now at 18 under.
That's very cool. Yeah, thanks for sending that. I knew they were playing today and then completely forgot about it the entire day. Completely forgot to keep checking in or to check in at all on that. But how about Illinois? How about Mike Small's squad after finishing second in the Big Ten?
Yep.
They come out. Now, it's a marathon in these things, not a sprint. But certainly, I'd rather be sitting there at like 18 under knowing you got to finish top five. So essentially, your sixth place team right now is UNLV, and you have a, 13-stroke lead on them. As it stands, now UNLV's only holes 9 through 12, so they can obviously do some catching up as well. But yeah, when you can post an 18 or anywhere in that number right off the bat, it's like, okay, I'd rather start there and go. I'd rather have a 6-stroke lead than trying to battle back from 6.
No doubt.
So that's cool. Thanks for sending that. Absolutely.
Randy, he mentions as far as the Phil Knight mention for Oregon, he brings up a good point that Oregon's basketball arena is named Matthew Knight Arena after Phil Knight's son who passed away.
Oh, that's too bad. I did not know that.
That's a good. I didn't know that as well. Definitely sad, but appreciate him bringing that up.
Isn't that amazing? Phil Knight has got more money than you could, and he would give it all away right now to have his son.
Of course.
I mean, it's just, it's sometimes life
yeah.
is an interesting Hard. Thing. I honestly hate, I did not know his son had passed away, so I hate to hear that for sure. Oh, Lisa Bluter announced his retirement. Our listeners, this is like the AP Newswire.
I know, right?
I'm just saying. Yeah.
We're just reacting to whatever news they throw at us. Exactly. I like it.
So Lisa Bluter doing what every coach should do. You ride your stud, Caitlin Clark, as long as you can, and then you just sail off in the sunset. That's exactly what you do. So good
Not
for her.
Not a bad idea.
She did have a great career, though, as Iowa's coach. So, but it's you're not getting back to it.
You're not going
to
get another
championship.
Caitlin
Clark, isn't no. that too bad? She got to two championship games and didn't win one. That. I mean, that's Buffalo Billish.
It's tough.
But
how many Final Fours or national title game appearances did Iowa have prior to that?
Probably not.
Probably maybe none.
Not at all. Probably. I'm going to assume not at all.
Now, I'd love the opportunity if I was a coach to then try to go sell Caitlin Clark to the
yes.
next big thing in recruiting and the transfer portal. So that I'm not saying that there wouldn't be a path for success for her mm-hmm. if she wanted to stick it out and try to use the exposure and the high of where Caitlin Clark took that program. But there's no doubt that seems like you reach the mountaintop and there's yeah. probably nowhere to go but down, even if it's not that steep of a decline because of what Caitlin left in terms of yeah. an appeal for Iowa basketball.
They made one Final Four in 1993.
Okay.
No mm-hmm. national title games.
Okay. Hey, I'm just skipping all over, and I know we got to talk about the basketball, dude, but I did notice today that the Cardinals football host the Chicago Bears this year and play at Miami. So the three of us, we're going to be at war right. this Ooh, NFL boy. Season.
I thought you were going to say the three of us are going to go to one of these games.
Well, I'd rather go to Miami maybe, although we could stay with Lucas.
I was going
to
say, yeah.
Yeah, never mind. Yeah, let's go to Arizona. I'm sure it'll be half Miami anyway, fans. That's what we do out there. So I think Marvin Harrison will change that a little bit. Yeah, I don't. Yeah, I started thinking that because the Buffalo Bills, they literally made 4 straight Super Bowls and didn't win one. Would you rather just not make the Super Bowl?
No.
I, after
it'd be painful.
Two of them, no. I'd be like, oh, my Lord. I can't imagine what the feeling was like. So let's say you've had two, and you're like, well, hey, you know what? And then you get in there a third time, and you're like, okay. This is it. And then you lose that one. You're like, okay, I don't want to go back. I'm done. I don't want the pain of that.
Yeah.
But no, you're right. I mean, My team made a Super Bowl and lost, so,
so did mine.
I wouldn't change that
right
for anything in the world.
That's
but
like
still.
That's the best year that I've seen as a Bears fan, the year that they went to the Super Bowl and lost.
Isn't that crazy?
But it's like it reminds me of the late part of the Aaron Rodgers tenure with the Packers and Packers fans being like, you don't know how much it stinks to just go through the season, win the North, win like 13, 14 games, and then host a playoff game and lose at home. I'm like, yeah, I don't know that because my season's over usually in sometime week in 12. October, maybe before that, you know, we have a chance to get one of the top draft picks. We don't, I haven't seen a lot of playoff games.
Correct.
So I would much rather have the fun of the year, beat your rival if they're even a rival anymore, win a division, host a playoff game. Maybe you win one. Maybe you lose a game that's disappointing. I'm not saying it's not a tough thing to be a part of, but there are worse evils, and being irrelevant and hating your team is definitely one of those.
Is there, and Kyle, you can talk to this, because with Illinois being in the NCAA tournament, that feeling when your team, like when Illinois was getting ready to play Iowa State, you almost are like, I think I'm too nervous. Like, I don't want to do this. And I can recall, like, you remember, Pipes, when the Cardinals baseball, you know, they would have that big game on Fox, and, like, you'd hear everything, you know, somebody would slide in a third, and they have the microphone ultra, like, safe. And you're like, oh. And you're just, like, every pitch, you're
hanging
just like,
everyone.
Oh, God. And then, like, I can remember the Cardinals going through, you know, making the Super Bowl that year, and then even a couple of other years where they won a couple of games, where they beat the Packers when Aaron Rodgers throws this 50-yard bomb that is somehow caught by a tight end. But it's just the nervousness that I had that day. I'm like, this has to be taking a year off my life. Like, I don't know if I can quantifiably, if that's the right word, say how many days this is removing from the end of my life, but it's removing days. Because the stress level is beyond something you can handle. And it's like, I wish, I've always said this, I want to get to the age where I can just enjoy it. Where I can just sit there and say, hey, the Cardinals baseball team's back in the playoffs and I'm going to just enjoy it. I don't, though. That game rolls around and I'm just nervous as hell. Do you get like that, or is that just me? Kyle, you have
to. I totally get like that. From the minute I wake up.
So like, it's like, is that joyful or not? I don't know.
If you win, it is afterwards, then it was all worth it.
But. That's the thing, is that like you said, from the minute you wake up, so let's say Illinois plays and Iowa State.
They played at like 10 o'clock.
Oh, that's right.
It was all day.
That's right. So you stressed out all day for that glorious feeling of knowing you won that game to get to the Elite Eight. And the euphoric feel is something that you don't feel often in life. You just don't. I'm sure there's other things which I won't get into. But it's just like, oh my God. You know, and then I don't know. I'm sorry. I'm like delaying. This is why you guys. Here's the great thing. I won't be here next hour. You guys can get nitty gritty on things. But I've always thought about that. Like, why can't I just sit back and relax and just enjoy it? I don't know.
It's too hard. It's too hard to. It is worth it to have that feeling. I've been craving that feeling for the Chicago Bears for a while to get back to the point where I'm fully invested. Where like,
yeah.
I don't know. My wife would probably disagree with me, but like a big loss ruins your Sunday.
Oh, there's no doubt.
I haven't been like that in a while because I've just been more apathetic.
I was mad if they won last year. Not the Bears, but the Cardinals. Right. And you were mad 2 years ago if the Bears won.
Yeah, exactly.
Because you wanted that draft pick.
But just to go into like a Packers game and legitimately believe and not have that whisper in the back of your mind, like, you know they're not going to win.
Yep. No.
And actually to have them be able to win, I'm willing to like get hurt enough to where I care and it matters and I'm invested, but also obviously have the highs of fully believing in, that they can go on a run or something like that. So.
Big Dad.
I saw that as well.
MLB has announced a deal to stream Sunday morning games on Roku, whatever that is. Over under 4.5 years until Lon gives up sports and just keeps his TV on Antiques Roadshow. It'd be more like Dateline.
Yeah.
I think I've seen every... Like, I record Dateline or whatever, and I start it, and within 2 minutes, I'm like, oh, I've seen this one. Series 6
How do you watch those? Are you on edge? Like, are you just relaxing and watching how people got murdered, or are you like...
What was that? Why is my phone yelling at me that you don't understand? Don't you be coming in here now, government, listening to me. Yeah, I don't know. I guess, like, the murder stuff doesn't bother me. That doesn't get me stressed. But a second inning Atlanta Braves, St. Louis Cardinal, Dansby Swanson up, and I'm like, no! It's terrible.
It's funny how we are.
I hang on every pitch of a Cardinal game. I've learned to record Illinois basketball games and watch them if we win. I'm 71. I learned that from my dad, who's 93. I love it, the longevity of that. That's a 217.
You can call me Sal on the U of I Atlanta Link text line. I can't watch or listen to Illinois basketball half the time, and whenever I tune in, the other team goes on a run.
The proverbial run. Yeah. So from now on, when we're watching Illinois and somebody goes on a run, it's like, shut the TV off, Sal. Yeah. Shut it off. Yeah, 6'5", you'll just never be old enough. I agree.
Yeah.
I think sports just means so much to us.
Yeah.
I told you the other day, my thesis for Kyle is already, I'm going to write it for him if he gets a master's. So, yeah, it's just sports is good for us, and it keeps, I'd like to say it keeps us young, but I don't know if it does. Hey, if he's 71 still doing it, then I'm
yeah. I remember my grandpa used to, when he'd get worked up watching a Cardinals game, he'd go into the garage, turn on the radio, light a cigarette, and I don't know if listening on the radio is better.
There is something about listening. Well,
that was kind of like the iconic thing.
I told you when Illinois lost to Loyola, I hate that we always bring that game up.
Yeah.
That was during COVID, right? I went at halftime and got in my truck and listened to Brian Barnhart the second half. And Brian knows I love listening to him. Sure. He's great.
Yeah.
I'd rather, honestly, watch a game.
Of course.
But certainly, I just could not stand, I couldn't stand it anymore. I couldn't stand watching them shut down Io and not letting him get by him. I couldn't stand that little point guard having a great game. I'm like, I'd rather just sit in the truck and curse at Brian. You know, when Loyola scores again an 8-0 run, I'm like, come on, Barnhart! Get it figured out, like he has anything to do with it. All right.
How many packs per game do you go through, Kyle?
He buys candy cigarettes.
That's right. Yeah.
See, that's why candy cigarettes need to be less expensive. They're too expensive.
That's true.
As we chatted.
That's true.
That is so. I could see your grandpa, though, doing that.
Yeah.
Totally. He probably had like a Folgers can out there that he put his ashes in.
That sounds about right. Yeah.
And he would just go out there in his bib overalls. I'm totally just exposing a grandpa for what you think a grandpa looks like, especially back in the day. He had a flannel shirt on underneath the bibs.
Uh-huh.
Not sure what he wore in the bottom half. And he would just be like, I'm out. And he'd go out to the garage, and your grandma would be like, let's leave Grandpa be for a while.
Yep.
I made some cookies for you, Derek. Yes! Grandparents are the best.
They are.
Hey, and happy Mother's Day again. Did we say that Friday? I think we did.
Yeah.
Yeah, we did. I hope everybody had a great Mother's Day.
For sure.
All right, you guys are going to actually talk sports next hour.
We will talk about the big NIL deal that I don't know, 217 says control your brain.
Well, that might be me. There's no controlling this brain.
No, it's okay.
It's just, this is a brain not on drugs. Can you imagine? Can you imagine? I've always said that. I'm like, jeebony. I can't imagine if that was the case. I would probably be Howard Stern. I'd be the best radio broadcaster in the world.
Could be.
He's gotten weird.
We'll
man.
Never know. Yeah, I haven't listened in a long time.
Let's don't do that. No, I'm sorry.
Okay.
Okay.
We'll let you go.
Yes.
Good luck tonight.
You guys will get him out.
To the Sages. And Kyle Sabres. And I will talk. Sages.
I mean, Monticello can. Yeah. Good luck to
good
them,
luck
too.
To the
I guess.
Sages.
They've won 30-some games. I don't think they need our luck.
All right. That's fair. Misspeak on my end. Sabres. But we'll talk big NIL deal in college basketball. A big transfer get for Brett Bielema and company as well. And anything and everything you hit us with. Well, maybe not everything. On the text line, 217-359-2255. We'll be back. This is The Drive.
You have money laying all around your house. You just don't know it. And no, I don't mean selling your great-grandma's good china. I mean all the old metal items you don't want to use or get rid of. Don't pay someone to haul it away. Bring it into Max Twin City Recycling and get paid to have it taken off your hands. They love new customers and are more than willing to walk you through their process step by step. Come check them out at 2808 North Lincoln Avenue in Urbana. Starting it over is what we do
at Max Twin City Recycling. PDR Automotive has now been serving the Champaign-Urbana area for over 50 years. To give you some perspective, 50 years ago ended the U.S. involvement in the Vietnam War, and it was when Secretariat won the Triple Crown. So what does that mean for you and your vehicle? Whether you need a carburetor overhauled or your new vehicle computer system diagnosed or programmed, PDR Automotive has the experienced, knowledgeable staff that can handle all your automotive needs. Online at PDRauto.com, they are what's best for your truck or car. They are PDR.
Local, personal, trusted. Hi, this is Atta Durakan with First Federal Savings Bank of Champaign-Urbana, and we've been serving Champaign County since 1908. Our institution is safe, strong, and stable. We operate on a foundation of responsible and sound practices, and you can rest easy knowing we're your bank. Rated 5-star superior by Bauer Financial, Inc., fast, friendly, and local. With local loan decisions and underwriting, if you're not already banking with us, give us a try, and we think you'll love it here. First Federal Savings Bank, 356bank.com, member FDIC, equal housing lender, NMLS. 435-120.
Sticky nights and stuffy rooms making it hard to enjoy your home during the summertime? Call Dogtown Heating, Air, and Plumbing to make sure your air conditioning is working at its peak performance. Tune up your AC by joining the maintenance program and get all the perks it has to offer. Call Dogtown to come out for a no-cost quote to upgrade your system today with a Lennox high-efficiency system that will be sure to save you money on your energy bills and let you relax comfortably. Call 217-841-4728 or visit DogtownHeatingAndAir.com. Dogtown Heating, Air, and Plumbing, your home's best friend.
Illini fans, join us in Memorial Stadium as we honor 100 years of tradition with $100 football season tickets. Don't miss a moment this season and lock in your tickets for homecoming, Dad's Day, and a special rededication of Memorial Stadium on October 19th against the University of Michigan. Experience more cherished moments at Memorial Stadium this season and get your $100 season tickets at FightingIllini.com.